TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Brian Baldinger doesn't just like football. He loves football.
The single best left tackle in the NFL in 2020 is Teron Armstead. I mean, I guess he didn't get the message on this shove right here about anti-bullying in America. He didn't get that message because that's what he did most of the day to the Carolina Panthers. Just shoved him around.
I mean, let the quarterback feel your punch. Let him know you're there. All right? This is what defensive ends should do to tight ends. I don't care what tight end it is. This
sometimes you just got to try the quick jam. The quick jam. Bam. Just get on him. Get on him as quick as you can. Boom. Then get off him. And then get ready to dance. Shuffle, slide. Shuffle, slide.
Football!
Football, yeah! Football!
Where's the predator? Where's the predator?
Let's see.
Little quick jam. Little bam. Little punch. Knock him off bounds. You got to change it up. You get the predator off bounds, and then you dance.
Predator.
Baldy,
get the predator off balance, and then you dance.
The predator.
Yes. This is Purple Daily. We are not predators. Unless you're a Kirk stan, you might think that we're a little shady. But we're just bringing honesty here, and we're just having conversations about how the Vikings can win a Super Bowl every day on this show. And I'm Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, Declan Goff. And as part of that, we keep an eye on the YouTube comment section. Purple Daily, you can listen to us in podcast form, Apple, Spotify, ScoreNorth.com, and also on YouTube, the Purple Daily Podcast YouTube channel. And we do see your comments. We thank you, those of you who've discovered us and who love watching the show. We love the interaction. Declan does the interactive off-season vent line on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you hate us, but you still watch, and that's good, and you listen. We appreciate that.
How could you hate us?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people can hate us.
We're so lovable.
I don't know if we're lovable.
Probably not.
Depends on you ask.
I don't know. But the goal of, we're going to try and do once a week, we're going to try and take a trip through the YouTube comment section and answer some of your questions, respond to some of your comments, good and bad. And let's fire it up. Let's do this, Dex.
All right.
Put some appropriate football music behind this. And we'll start with this one. This is from Nikki. Yay, another Kirk Cousins video.
Oh boy.
When are you going to finally bring this energy to Spiel Dope, you know, the GM that signed Kirk twice? Judd?
Spiel Dope.
Well, first of all, I think that we have at times. Second of all, we're trying to save Spiel Dope's job, and so we're telling him what he should do, and if he listened, he might save his job.
This is an advice column, basically, in audio and video form for the front office.
But right? I will tell you right now that since Phil and I started to do a show together 7 years ago now, is that correct?
Yep.
That we have done a lot on Spielman and whoever the head coach has been. And so I don't feel like we have shorted an analysis and a critique, certainly often is the case when it comes to Rick Spielman and Kirk Cousins. Look, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of this team, which is the most important position on this team, and it has to be paid a lot of attention to and discussed. But I don't feel that we have shorted advice to the GM before as well. So I would say this. I would tell the person who commented, I don't know that you're necessarily listening to this show consistently, because there are a lot of breakdowns of things that they could do beyond quarterback and decisions and the direction that this team should
go. Yeah, and listen,
I'll
bring some energy. I'm not going to call him Spiel Dope, because I think Rick Spielman has done a pretty damn good job overall the last 15 years building good rosters. You're not going to bat 1,000. You're going to whiff on some picks. You're going to whiff on quarterbacks. You know, John Elway whiffs on quarterbacks all the time. Like
all the time.
Sometimes I think we don't put into context, how does this GM do compared to some of the other GMs? And Rick Spielman is definitely an above average NFL general manager. Where he is very rippable is the fact that on March 19th, 2021, Kirk Cousins and his agent negotiated a contract that locks in guaranteed for 2022. I want to clarify, his contract for 2022 is guaranteed on March 19th of 2021.
Yes.
Two seasons in advance, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that contract calls for him to have the highest cap hit of any quarterback in the NFL, $45 million for 2022. The Vikings are in a really tough spot once you get beyond, even like in 2021, they're paying him $31 million to the cap, which is a $10 million jump from last year. So my criticism of Spielman is offensive line, you got to do a better job than they have pass blocking the last few years. The Vikings have not been good at developing and finding guys who can protect the quarterback. A lot of that falls back on Spielman. And the Vikings have been settled into this good, not great mode and been very comfortable in that mode for a long time. And a lot of that falls on Spielman, too. So what are you going to do with this quarterback contract? I don't know. But
this all goes back to, if we're talking about Rick or Kirk, this all goes back to how do you win a championship? How do you get to a Super Bowl and win it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the entire... So this show breaks down and deconstructs the steps that you take to get there, and it starts with one position, the quarterback.
Yep. All right. The next one here is from Electric 89.
Nice.
I'll throw this one to Declan first. He says, what if Bleep got wild and Jamar Chase fell to the 14th pick?
I'm all in. Bleep. I have to take it because I like when Bleep gets wild. So give me Jamar Chase all day if he falls to 14. He gets his buddy with Justin Jefferson. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You got
to
take it.
Jeb, would you be more likely to, if that happened, would you be more likely to trade out to a wide receiver desperate team? Because the Vikings aren't desperate for a wide receiver, but it would be really cool to have three awesome receivers again.
If Jamar Chase is as good as advertised and as we think that he might be, I take him. And then I've got, Justin Jefferson, Thielen, Chase, Irv Smith. My offense becomes a high wire act, mm-hmm. which in 2021 is absolutely ideal. And then I can throw it back on Kirk and say, Kirk, I am giving you the ingredients to a Michelin star restaurant here, and you are the cook. Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, we're still cooking mashed potatoes mostly, you know, but we got these fillets over
and
here.
And you know
you
what? My defense in 21 might not be great still, but I have the building blocks for a magnificent offense.
Yeah, I draft him too, and I don't look back. Just line him up. All right, Wheel Gunny has some skin advice for Judd from our face care routine discussion last week.
Oh, boy.
He says, take a collagen and a vitamin C supplement for healthy skin and eat plenty of eggs.
Wait, what? A collagen?
Yeah.
Declan, do you use those things?
I don't. I've been advised to.
What is a collagen?
Isn't it like a, it's like a vitamin. It's like a... Isn't it like a supplement?
Hold on. I'll look it up. I have no clue.
It's powder. It's a
No, I don't want powder.
It's like a mix.
No. No, I don't want any of that.
Skin advice for
you. I use soap.
Don't use soap on your face.
And my hands are dried out now.
Yeah. And then also use
some lotion.
This is very easy, Judd. This is very easy.
I don't like lotion.
This is very easy. You just buy a moisturizer at Target. And you slap it on your face when you get out of the shower. That's all you got to do.
Dude, I don't even dry my hair.
Great. Even better. This is just one step you just got to do. You just got to put on this lotion. I will.
Between you and Dawn,
I'm
telling me
Dawn
to use hair gel. No, I'm not.
Adding Dawn.
I'm not doing any of this.
I will send it to her.
Thank you, skinny guy.
The next comment from Jamie here. Y'all got me thinking, how do you think Zimmer would have handled Brett Favre in 2009 as the Vikings quarterback?
Oh, you know what? That's the one guy. That's a really good question, because on one hand, Favre's recklessness would have driven Mike crazy. On the other, Favre would have been zim to zim and been like, "Hey, big guy." And so that, I don't know, because he's the one guy that could have taken it. But I do think that at the end of the day, the recklessness which with Favre played, I don't know that Mike could have ignored that. I don't know, Phil.
Yeah, I think he would have gotten frustrated by some of the boneheaded interceptions. But here's the thing. Brett Favre in 2009 didn't throw really – he might have thrown one or two. But like,
go back to the
He was great
game.
At avoiding interceptions until the game that mattered most.
Can you imagine that with Mike? I mean, he would have – I don't know what he would have done.
I think Mike would have loved to have had just an alpha, gamer, grinder quarterback.
A defensive type guy too. Like he's like a nose tackle, right? Linebacker, Brett Favre.
He's meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
I think
dirty.
those guys would have talked hunting and getting out to the countryside, right? Those guys would have I think those guys would have been two peas in a pod until Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's my question.
Lit the building on fire and threw an interception. Yeah. All right, next one here. This is from.
Great question, though. That's a really good question. I love it.
This is a trade scenario from Joel. He said, how about this? Trade Cousins, draft Trey Lance in the first round, bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick as a temporary bridge starter.
Oh, boy.
And then get the money back. I don't know. Assuming you just like save cap space there a little bit. Would you guys be down for, like, if you could get a second round pick for Cousins, draft Trey Lance and bring in, I love Ryan Fitzpatrick. So much fun. He's never won a
playoff. Oh, he'd be fun to cover.
He's never played in a playoff game, but.
He'd be fun to cover. The Trey Lance thing, you guys, just scares me too much. I can't do that
I'm terrified.
Like, I don't know. He's played one game, right?
Yeah.
It screams ponder to me. I don't know.
Well, it just screams we've got to find a QB, and so we will take him because we can develop him. You don't know that. I don't mind the path he's going down with a potentially young QB who I could develop. I don't know that Trey Lance, with where Trey Lance is going to get drafted, if I could do that move.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I think, I don't know, at some point you're going to have to take a shot on a young quarterback. I don't know, like the way that this is all playing out, I don't know that this is the year anymore. I think if you would have lost more games and you were like eight, then there was some potential jockeying for position.
Yeah.
I think this became a less realistic discussion when the Vikings got back to 500 and it became obvious you're going to have to trade up to get a quarterback that you really, really want. All right, there's a couple in here that are going to get us in trouble, but
okay,
that's okay.
Let's do it.
Trouble with whom?
Jamie, I think this is Jamie's second one. Nice questions, Jamie. You've popped up twice here. Says, I just want to thank you guys for helping me open my eyes and see that 95% of Vikings fans are drunk on purple Kool-Aid.
Oh, boy.
And are content with being a, I don't know if I agree with 95%.
It's not 95.
But he said, with being a 500 team and having an above average quarterback that can put up garbage time stats and can't win the big game. I blame Paul Allen for the sickness of purple delusion that our fans have. It's aggressive.
Oof. Well, first of all, the people that tune into or watch this show are usually pretty good. So, like, they're not there. There are a lot.
You can handle a little critiquing of your favorite team.
There are a lot
of
Vikings fans, in my opinion, who want what we want. Right. So,
yeah, I don't care about Kirk's
95%
stats,
like, is too high.
Yeah,
I get it that there is a faction of sports fans in this town who hear no evil, see no evil. They don't see losses. They just see positivity and they work at places like Fox Sports North. But that being said, if you're going to go after the guy who started this, God rest his soul, it's not PA, it's Sid, okay? Let's be very clear about PA is to his credit, is walking in the footsteps that back to the 40s were set forth by Sid Hartman, all right?
Positive vibes only, right?
So let's
good vibes only.
Let's not be crediting or trying to blame people. This started with Sid, and he did a great job. And unfortunately, this town continues to try and work out of the despair that has caused. Because I will say that positivity has gotten more coaches and teams a pass than in many other towns where I think accountability would be a real thing. We just see it and say, oh, this is so great. But Vikings fans, there's a lot of them that I think are tired of that act.
Also, like, I don't understand why it has to be such a black and white discussion that if you're critiquing your favorite team because you want them to be better and you want to nudge them in the right direction, which I think is the spirit of this show and Mackie and Judd, that you're negative. Oh, you're just being negative. No, like, we have fun every day on this show, and I hope it comes through the speakers and the screen. And we can also, like, there's space for us to have fun and be positive and also be negative or critique. Like, it doesn't have to be all one or the other. It's a little healthy mix.
Right.
Never hurt anybody.
I don't think it's, look, if that's your jam, if Paul Allen and K-Fan's your jam, then you should listen to them. Absolutely. If you want to hear a different opinion and if you want to hear what we're saying, listen to us. We're doing our own thing. They're doing their thing. It's all good, baby. It's all good.
But we do need to get across the board in sports in this town. My goal before I die, and this might not be possible, my goal is to raise the bar of expectation. My goal is to undo what Sid started, which is to say, because I will always go back to this. Do you really think after the Vikings play, let's say, the Bears, and they win a close game, do you really think on Monday they gather and just say, God, that was a great win? Have you seen the negativity that people wrote about us? It was a great... No, they deconstruct what went wrong. Teams are always... Because why? Because they want one thing. It's not a playoff berth. It's a division championship, right? So that's my goal is to get people who don't get this yet, and I'm not saying it's everybody because it's not. It's not even close. But people that don't get this, the reason why we spin our wheels continually in this town is because of the fact that too many people pander to the team's right. We should take what the team does and say it's great. No, you shouldn't.
I mean, even a different sport, but like for the first time in my life, I am legit not excited for a baseball season. And the Twins, mostly. The Twins. I shouldn't say the baseball season. The Twins. I have always drank Twins Kool-Aid. They're my team. They're my team. I love baseball. I love the Twins. And for the first time, I am so upset with 18 consecutive playoff losses and how you lost to the Astros. I don't give a crap you've won division titles. I don't give a crap LaVine and Falvey have turned things around. Win a playoff game. I don't like the White Sox are out here making moves. Great. I want you to win a playoff game. Is that so hard to ask? So when I'm alienated, I'm annoyed by that. I don't want to hear, oh, why can't you just accept that they've won division titles? They were so bad earlier in the decade. Great. The Royals have been awful for years. They went all in and won their World Series. Now they're great. You're not, is a Royals fan upset that they went to back-to-back World Series and won one? No. They got theirs. I'm fired up.
That was great.
I'm fired
this
up.
This is great. No.
Yeah.
I'm fired
get
up.
It
this,
out.
This is the meaning of us reading the YouTube comments.
Get it out.
It's therapeutic for everybody.
Purge that anger.
Yeah. Listen, it's setting a higher bar for expectations is healthy. It's good. Doesn't mean that you're a hater. You can still find enjoyment with a higher bar. So, listen. The Vikings have been playing football for 60 years. And anyone who comes walking in going into the 2021 season is like, well, they just need to do this to get back to 10-6. Like, I have seen that play my whole life. I'd rather have that play than 2-14 every year like the Browns. But we're nudging the bar.
Things are looking good for the Browns right now.
And that's Mackie and Judd reading your comments on YouTube here on Purple Daily. There was another one here that Ryan G said, and Score North wonders why KFan blows them out of the water in the radio ratings. Terrible takes left and right. But I'm not going to read that one. We'll just leave it.
I sort of like that it's a t-shirt. Terrible takes left and right.
Terrible takes.
I'm left, you're right.
Wide right.
Wide left. Terrible takes wide left.
Oh, boy.
But always right. I don't know.
Ah, I see what you're doing there.
This has really gone a long ways.
Really appreciate Ryan G chiming in, adding value to the show here. And that's a wrap on today's episode, YouTube comment episode of Purple Daily from the TCL studios. Mackie and Jeb, we'll see you guys next time.